when they told Jesus Christ that his mother and his brothers are waiting for you, Jesus Christ said, "Who is my mother or my brother?" And he looked around in a circle at those who sat about him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers and sisters. For whatever, whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and my mother." This is the topic of today's sermon: the will of God. Do the will of God, and you will be very near to Jesus Christ. Whoever does the will of God is my mother and my sister and mother. Look, this reminds us of Saint Mary. When the archangel told her the good news, she said, "Let it be done according to the word of God." Let it be done according to the word of God. And Jesus Christ taught us, when they asked him for prayer, he said to them, "Said our Father who art in heaven," then it comes, "Let your will be done." That's why I want you to be concerned, to recognize the will of God in your life. And I wish you to take Saint Mary as an example. She was living in the temple, the altar, the house belonging to the temple. She spent all her time in the altar. She loved the altar. But when she was asked to go to the house of Joseph, she recognized the will of God, and she went there. When Joseph told her, "We have to go to Egypt," she obeyed and knew the will of God, that she had to go. He asked her to return back. She realized the will of God and went back to Bethlehem. That's why I want you to hand all your life to Jesus Christ and live with faith in him, trust him, and tell him, "Let your will be done in every step in my life. Let it be done according to your will." The Father of Fathers, Saint Abraham, when he was called to leave his land and to leave his people and to go to the place which God will show him, was in front of him these words, let your will be done. He left his land, left his people, and went there. Do not know which place he will go. Also, take an example for Joseph. Joseph, his brothers sold him, and he found himself in the house of Potiphar. He was accused with a bad accusation, with a bad thing he did. It is an accusation. His heart and his mind was applying the verse, let your will be done. He went to the prison, and this is the will of God. Don't think that anything, any tribulation, any difficulty, any problem you go through, you must realize, is it the will of God or not? If it is the will of God, don't be upset. That is for your own benefit. I'd like to tell you also about Elijah. Elijah heard the word of God, said to him, go to Sarfat Sidon, and a woman there will let you live. He obeyed and went there. Then he told him, go to the king Ahab. In Arabic, I don't know what, how to pronounce it. He said to him, let your will be done. Be sure that if you did the will of God, you will be on the right track. Don't follow your own will, because your own will may be wrong. Jeremiah, the prophet, said a verse. I'd like you to think of it and read it again and again. What did he say? He said, Lord, Lord, I know that the way of man is not in his self, in himself. The way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walks to direct his steps. ليس للإنسان طريقه ليس للإنسان أن يهدي خطواته. This means that you have to rely on the will of God in your life. to David the prophet, Samuel the prophet ordained him as a king, and he was not a king. And Saul showed him hard time, chased him from wilderness to wilderness. And his circumstances and his feelings was, let your will be done. Then you have to be modest in order to let your to let God do His will in your life. You must be modest, and you must have faith in Him. If you have faith in Him, you will let Him do your will, do His will. As for your will, let it be according to the will of God. Glory be to God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one God. Amen. Mm-hmm.